95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Ah, Monday. Boo, Monday. Blah, Monday.
How was the weekend?
It was great. I look forward to the next one. When is it? Soon.
It'll be after this Friday. It works pretty much the same every week.
We change that. There's got to be some way to change that.
I don't think so.
So yesterday was your no internet. We got to talk about
correct.
That.
Correct. We'll give you an update on
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Mine was Saturday.
We'll give you an update.
Yep.
All right. I watched a player die playing soccer.
Well, that's fun. What could be more fun than that?
Dude died.
Wow. While he was playing soccer.
Yes.
Wow. It must have been my kind of shape or something. What was
his... No, great shape.
Oh.
Great shape.
Oh, so like I said.
Yeah, exactly. Vladimir Putin did an interview on cybercrime.
Oh, good old Putin.
And basically said, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, we're doing it, but so are you.
Ah! You know, that rarely worked for
me. Yeah, but what about you?
Yeah, yeah, he's doing it too, teacher.
Sure. I'm not the only one. He started it. Good punk band names.
Okay.
We're going to come up with some of those today.
Nice.
And the strangest products you ever bought.
Oh, wow.
Most likely from As Seen on TV, let's be honest.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
most
yeah,
likely.
Yeah. Yeah, the record vac from K-Tel.
Correct.
You know, and that, vacuum, your records.
That's coming up today, plus our 1 second of nonstop.
Raw! It's a $2,500, if I'm not sadly mistaken.
This hour.
Wow.
$2,500 before 4 on 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah! Yeah! Sorry, I didn't mean to hit you there.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. So Saturday,
yeah,
you went without the internet.
I did. As of midnight, Saturday, Friday night to Saturday night at midnight, whatever. 24 hours without the internet.
How'd it go?
It was easier than hell.
Really?
Yeah. First couple of hours, I'm usually sitting there scrolling through all my socials that I haven't had a chance to look at. So Saturday night, I'm usually listening to the radio, seeing how bad I've done with scheduling music and
excellent.
Stuff. Excellent. And I found myself texting a bunch of people, including people at other radio stations, going, ah, ha, ha, we're beating you right now. You're terrible.
Great.
That kind of thing. But, you know, texting was okay. That's on the board. It was just nothing to do with the internet. Nothing, no apps. No streaming, and you know what? As of Saturday, when I finally crawled out of bed at 11:30 in the morning, because I was really hungover, I was fine. I didn't care.
No problem.
No. Didn't look at the news. Didn't try to stream anything. Didn't even forget. I was just like, who cares?
I didn't even look at the news anyway.
Oh, really?
So that was easier.
Oh, my God. And why? I don't know, but I'm always looking at the news.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
So,
doom scrolling.
So just
it
depressing.
Is. It is.
Repetitive.
Yeah. Irritating. Oh. Angry. Yeah.
No, thank you.
So, yeah, so my 24 hours were super easy, and I even thought I could go the next day, but my wife's like, we're going to stream some movies now, I'll kill you.
Tired of enjoy it as much as you did?
No. Tired of your stupid Blu-rays you have. I actually watch something current. So, yeah, the next day, jump back into it, but that was your day, Sunday, your 24 hours without the interwebs.
I had a pretty easy day as well.
Yeah?
Except for, I think I screwed up.
Oh, what'd you do?
Well, hang on, let me find it. Bean, my ex-partner,
mm-hmm.
put a picture up of the Queen and said the Queen has met 13 of the last 14 U.S. presidents. She's walking, living history.
Right. Oh my God, he just loves her, doesn't he?
He really does.
He should move to England. Oh, wait.
And in the picture, mm-hmm. they don't look real.
The people meeting the Queen?
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's just the Queen and Joe Biden just standing there.
Oh, they look like wax figures?
Yes. So I tweeted, is that a wax museum?
Oh, no. Oh, well, you owe me $150
at like $10:30.
Yeah, at night?
Yes.
In the morning. Oh, you were so close.
I didn't think about it.
Yeah, I remember texting you.
Even afterwards, I didn't think about
right.
it.
Right, because it's so habit.
Yeah.
Well, wait, so how did you get to Twitter? How did you know it was there? What made you even go?
I guess I just didn't remember. The first thing I saw was Bean's tweet.
Oh, so you opened Twitter.
Yes.
And then you saw
and then
that.
I saw it and I was like, oh.
Damn it.
Why does he, and I wasn't thinking about
right.
not using the internet.
Right.
Why does he force me to put stuff up?
Well, that was, yeah, you owe me $150.
So
bucks.
All
remember
I put
our
up
bet?
Is this a wax museum? I mean, is that small enough?
No. You lost. Damn it.
I lost.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. So $150, give me $150.
But,
remember, we bet.
I don't remember us
yeah,
paying
no.
$150.
No, really?
No.
Oh, well.
It's illegal to bet.
Well, I mean, credits.
Credits. All right, I'll transfer them to your credit account.
Oh, okay,
account.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
So you failed.
I believe I did, yeah.
I mean, I was thinking all day on Saturday I should probably turn off my phone just in case that happened. I did go to pick it up a couple times to
you
look
did.
At the news, but I didn't turn it on.
I didn't even remember a little
go
bit until... today when I looked at it, I was like, oh, wait, I did tweet that.
Yeah, I texted you, I think, 18 minutes till midnight last night.
Yes.
And I'm like, you got 18 minutes to go, and you hit me back, and you're like, no problem. But you'd already failed. You didn't even remember.
I didn't realize.
Awesome. Wow, that's interesting. I think it's interesting.
Is that a wax museum? I mean, is it small enough that
we'll
let it slide?
Nope. Right. It's impossible.
But
it's
it was
hard.
The right thing to do.
Of course it was the right thing to do. Yeah, get being in this place there.
So we're even then. We'll call it even.
The intraweb calls to us all. Blue Oyster Cult. Bach!
95.5 KLOS of the California's rock station. Our 1 second of nonstop rock is worth $2,500.
That's insane. You got to win this. It is getting a little harder. I thought this might be an easier one. But it turns out I did too,
but neither of us play a game like this because we would never win.
Nope.
So it's a great time for me to watch sports because two of my favorite sports, one is hockey. Mm-hmm. They're in the playoffs right now.
Right.
And the other is soccer. And there are a bunch of tournaments around the world that are fun to watch.
Wow. So this is your Christmas.
It's great.
Yeah.
But I do have one complaint about soccer, and that's the faking. There's so much faking.
Yeah, and they always catch them. Yes, and then they're on the... You see the replay, and it's so ridiculous. They're standing there. They're fine.
Drives me crazy. Yes. Oh. Somebody comes near them, and they take a dive. So I was watching a game in the Euros, the 2020 Euros, which they're calling it the 2020 Euros because they were from last year.
Right. Still haven't finished.
It's now just started.
Oh, right.
But they're still calling it the 2020 Euros. It just started this weekend, I think Friday.
Right.
And I was watching Denmark and Finland. I'm not sure why. I don't care about either team. But one of the players for Denmark went down and there was no one near him. And I was like, dude, get up. What are you doing? Everybody can... And he didn't move.
Right. So he was committed.
Yes. Right. A lot of times what the guys do is they roll around on the ground and hold themselves and yell. It's sort of a show to the ref, like, hey, if you called it, fine, but if you didn't, look at how much pain I'm in.
Right.
It drives me crazy.
Let me ask you so quickly. So if they get caught on video later, you know, clearly
they
in the
don't
replay,
do anything.
Really?
That's my biggest complaint.
That's lame.
They should find them.
Yes.
In retrospect, they should be able to go back through and find them.
100%.
But they don't, so they dive.
Right.
This guy wasn't diving. His name is Christian Eriksen.
Okay.
And he just... There was nobody around him. He just sort of stumbled and then fell on his face.
Wow.
29 years old, great shape. Sort of the hero of the Denmark team.
Wow.
And the ref starts waving madly to the athletic trainer. The athletic trainers run out.
Right.
And I'm not joking when I say... 10 seconds, 12 seconds after getting out to the player, they started doing CPR.
Wow.
Chest compressions.
Right. So you're like, he's still faking it.
I was like, what is
happening? What the hell happened?
I've never seen this before in my life.
Right.
Then the team doctors ran out and they took over the compressions.
Right.
And then because the team, and I thought this was sort of cool, the teammates surrounded him so that people couldn't see what was going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's nice.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah.
But I did see them all let go, and they used the thing.
Shocked
him back to life.
What do they say?
Clear.
Boom. Right, yeah.
They did that on him while he was on the ground.
So this is 2 minutes into this or something?
Maybe.
At the most?
Maybe.
Wow.
So, I mean, no, it was probably more than that total. It was probably 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Where they were just surrounding him and nobody knew what was going on.
What were the announcers saying?
They didn't. I mean, everybody was afraid to say that the guy died.
Right.
Because they didn't know that.
Right.
It's not an official diagnosis.
Right.
And I don't. And
until a doctor says.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, sure. No. Yeah.
Because of patient confident, you know, whatever. Confidentiality.
Right.
So. The guy literally, his heart stopped, and he died.
Wow.
They ran out. They do CPR on him. They shock him.
Right.
He comes back to life. They take him off on a stretcher that goes into an ambulance, that kind of stretcher, not the kind that they usually just run out with.
Yeah.
So they put him on one. The team is still surrounding him as they walk off the field.
Wow.
And they cancel the game.
Wow. All right, everybody go home.
Because it's been 12 minutes. They didn't cancel the game. They postponed the game.
Yeah.
So then they came back to the teams and said, do you want to play the second half now? or tomorrow.
No, yeah.
Or tomorrow.
At the earliest.
Which I don't know that they would be all that much better tomorrow.
No, exactly. Sure.
But they came back and played the game that day, and they ended up losing 1-0.
Yeah.
Because their incredible goalie was right. completely sidetracked and
sure.
was in shock.
It's like, why am I doing this?
The dude yeah. died, and yep. I'm on my couch yelling, "Get out! What are you doing? No
well,
one touched you!"
Well, that's part
you.
Of this game. I mean, no one expects that. Especially in someone in such amazing shape. You're in great shape to be out there doing that. Running?
Incredible shape.
All the time?
Listen to the doctor who held a press conference later. Listen to what he had to say.
Yeah, what should I say? He was gone. And we did cardiac resuscitation.
Okay, hold up. He was gone.
Yeah.
When they got to him.
Right.
I mean, they got to him
right away.
Pretty within 30 seconds.
A lot faster than they get to us.
Yes.
Out there in the real world.
If this happens to this guy in his sleep, he's gone.
Right.
Because his heart just stopped.
Right. Now, you say they resuscitated him for a bit, or was it just sort of like a physical reaction? I mean,
I don't
really
know. You
back?
Couldn't yeah. really see because yeah. the players were surrounding
yeah, yeah,
him,
yeah.
but
right.
they did do CPR for quite a while.
Right.
They did the shock thing.
Right.
At which he came, I guess he came to after the shock.
Right.
But you don't expect to see that machine used right. in a sporting event.
Yeah, no, exactly.
That's not a thing.
Yeah.
So they shocked him back to life. Here's the doctor again some more.
And there was cardiac arrest?
It's cardiac arrest.
I don't know. We got him back after one defib. So... That's quite fast.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wait a minute.
No kidding.
After one defib and 10 minutes of the guy lying on the ground, that's fast.
So this was on Saturday?
Yeah.
So the autopsy
or
probably
Friday,
the next couple of days
sure.
before they have the full
Oh, he's
story.
Alive.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said he was dead.
He was on the field.
Oh, and they brought him back. Oh, well, thank God.
Yes.
I thought, well, this is a cheerful freaking story.
No, I said
story.
They took him off on the...
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know he'd live.
He
thank
lived.
God. Oh, well, good.
He's fine. He's
oh,
in the
well,
hospital.
Nice.
He's stable. He's
oh,
fine.
Let's call him.
But there were no signs.
Yeah.
According to the doctors, he didn't have any pre-existing conditions
right.
with his heart.
Yeah. They should do an autopsy anyway. Find out exactly what happened.
He's not. He's alive.
I know, but do one anyway.
I'm not positive that's the best
idea. No, I suppose not.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo with $2,500.
You got to win this crap. You got to do it. You got to do it now.
It's our 1 second of nonstop rock. We're going to play 1 second of a song. You have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the song and the artist and win $2,500.
And here is your clip. What is that, pray tell? 818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game. For $2,500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Chuck.
Chuck, you're caller 13.
Oh, holy crap. Okay.
Nicely done. Do you think you know what the answer is?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, all right.
Every day since the first day.
Oh, right. Wow. Nice.
Well, you're lucky you didn't get through before, and it's up to $2,500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play it at you again. You tell us the name of the song and the artist, and that little chunk of change is yours. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here it is. What do you think that is?
All right. I'm pretty sure that's Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
It is not.
Damn it.
I'm very sorry.
Damn it.
But it'll be worth $3,000 next hour, if that helps.
All right. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Good luck, man. Sorry.
Thanks for calling.
I always hate that. I always think, man, when they really know, it really sounds like they're going to...
Yep.
We'll give away cash soon.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That's a fact, sir.
We got a text this weekend from our boss. It says, I don't like to pat myself on the back.
I'm always afraid when a text starts like that.
But I just came up with a great punk rock band name.
Oh, yeah?
Fried Chicken Diarrhea.
Is that thanks to the slip and slide, I would imagine? The massive slip and slide?
I certainly would hope so.
Humans are disgusting.
Yes, they really
like
are.
Being on this planet anymore. Good punk name. That is a good punk band
That's
name.
A good punk band. Or, you know, even hard rock we could go.
Sure, yeah.
But everybody seems to have a few of those that they think, oh, that's a great band name.
Yeah, and they're playing Coachella this weekend, that's for sure.
Yes, exactly. So I have a few here, and then we'll take some calls at 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, no, nice. Let's hear them.
I have Above Average Weight Band. Abracadaver.
That's got to be like a death metal sort of band.
Right?
Abracadaver.
The Abstract Penis Brigade. The Afghanistan banana stand?
Oh, that's a good one. They need to use that on Arrested Development.
The Al Roker Death Cult Wind Ensemble?
Wind Ensemble.
When you can put Wind Ensemble next to Death Cult.
That's a straight up win.
That's a win.
Without any doubt.
Alcoholics Unanimous? Talking about great band, hard rock band or punk band names. If there are people out there that are, you know, forming a band, we're happy to help.
We're trying to help. That's what this is all about.
The Almighty Lumberjacks of Death.
I am an almighty lumberjack of death.
The Anal Speech Therapy.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Anus the Menace. Armani Death Machine. That would be a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's so nice.
We'll take your calls. 818-955-KLOS if you have a great band name and you can't for the life of you imagine why no one's using it. Call now. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about great band names like the Avenging Lawmowers of Justice. Like the Baldylocks.
Baldylocks. Ooh, that's odd.
The band formerly known as Sausage. All right, let's take some calls at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you say yes?
No, I didn't say anything. Okay. I have two punk bands that I've been in that I love the names of, but we never got it off the ground.
Oh, yes,
one
please.
One is called Get the F Off My Lawn, GTFML.
Love it.
Get the off my lawn. Right,
we got it. And then we understood. We know what F is.
Okay, I just make sure. You thought I said yes. But then the other one is Fistful of Ladies.
A Fistful of Ladies?
Fistful of Ladies.
Yeah, that's good. Fistful of Ladies. Yeah,
right? That's strong.
Fistful of Ladies.
You get back in the studio and you guys get to work and use those names.
Right.
All right, KLOS, you got a good punk band name?
Yeah, my brother was in a band called Spam Dagger.
Spam Dagger.
That's strong.
Spam, 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 spam. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, you got a good punk band name?
Well, I got a good name. How about Pharaoh's Daughter?
Pharaoh's Daughter.
Pharaoh's Daughter's not bad.
That's pretty strong. 818-955-KLOS, let's hear your band name. Injured in an accident?
That was Broadzilla. It's a good band name.
Yeah, that is a good band.
Broadzilla.
Really good band name.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We're talking about good band names. Colon on the Cob. That's good. This one you have to be careful with, the Cunning Runts.
Ooh, yeah, you do.
And Crappy the Clown and the Punch Bowl Monkeys.
Oh, man.
Pretty good.
That is really good.
We might need to start a band just so we can call it that.
You got a clown in the name, I'm totally in. Especially Moist Kong. You know what? You should text them to us as well, or tweet them at us, actually.
Yes.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
At Kevin and Sluggo for your great band names. We'll take some calls now. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I got a name for you.
Yes, please.
Global Harassment.
That's pretty good for a punk band.
Global really Harassment. Is. I like it.
Actually sounds like a Green Day album. Thanks for calling in. Yeah. Just heard from our own Wendy. She's come up with a band name. Shut up and give me your money.
Oh, I like it.
I would totally see that.
I would too in a second.
Yeah. Hi, KLOS. You have a good punk band name?
Hell yes, I do.
All right. What is it?
The Donald Butt Trumpet.
Not bad. Not bad.
I guess it'd be more... Well, anyways, thank you.
KLOS, you have a good punk band name?
Yes. How about Tasty Scabs?
Tasty Stabs?
Yep.
Kind of like it.
I got a Facebook page on it, too.
Oh, wow. Sounds a little like a drag queen to me. I don't know why.
Oh, that might be a good theme. I might have to try.
There you go.
Right on.
You're welcome to it.
Yeah, enjoy. Hi, KLOS, you got a good punk band name?
Actually, two different ones for you. One is Skidmarks.
Skidmarks is great.
The other one, Swollen Colons.
Swollen Colons. Hey, and that rhymes. I like that. They should definitely play together, clearly, those two. Skidmarks and Swollen Colons, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hi. You have a good band name?
Yeah, how about... Skull Crushers.
Skull Crushers. I can't imagine that's not taken.
Yeah. Patent that right away.
KLOS, hello. You have a good band name?
Yeah, for a female punk band. Mm-hmm. Chick J.
What?
Chick J. You have to beat that one.
What is it?
Chick J.
No, I'm not getting it. What is it?
Chick
I'm having trouble making it out. What is it?
You're just making me edit up a storm, you bastard.
That was Trouser Chili. 195.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station.
Their next gig is in your pants.
That's what I heard, yeah. We have $3,000 to give away.
You know, they can't keep giving us money like this, can they? This can't go on forever.
I doubt it.
So you really need to win this. You need to win this today.
Because
you know,
it may not happen tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess none of us are promised tomorrow.
No, that's true. Let's look at it that way.
So for $3,000, we're going to play you a one-second clip. You have to identify it. Be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the song title and the artist. You win $3,000. Quite a way to start out your week.
Hell yeah. And here is said clip. If you think you know what that is, now's the time to call 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Slago. What's like in a nonstop rock game?
For $3,000, KLOS, who's this?
Edgar.
Edgar, you're caller 13? You are caller 13, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Or is it a...
Hold on. We're going to play it again so everybody can enjoy at home and you can have a better shot at $3,000. So let me play it again and then tell us what you think it is.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Here's a clip. What is that?
Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue?
It is not.
No.
Sorry about that.
All right, man. That means we need to give away $3,500 if all goes well tomorrow between 3 and 4.
Correct.
With that little piece of audio.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So you did actually accidentally pick up the tweeter machine.
I mean, it happened quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was unaware.
And it was Bean. We can blame Bean.
It was Bean's fault.
100% blame Bean.
Because he tweeted the following and with a totally fake picture, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like, yes.
Of the Queen and President Biden.
Wax figures.
And he tweeted, the Queen has met 13 of the 14 U.S. presidents. She's walking, living history.
Who cares? But that set you off, and you had to tweet at him during your internet challenge when you weren't supposed to be on the internet.
I'm not a huge fan of the too much love.
Too much
of
love?
The Queen.
Right.
So I tweeted, is that a wax museum? Because they looked fake.
Yeah, did Bean hit you back on that at all?
I don't know. I didn't even check. But that was my mistake because I wasn't supposed to go on Twitter.
You weren't supposed to be online at all for 24 hours. That was our little...
And I didn't even realize it. So...
Yeah.
Then I saw your text to me saying an hour 42, and it was like 11:42, so it had like 18 minutes left. So I was like, I got this. This is easy. Not even thinking.
Not even remembering.
Then I went on Twitter and actually tweeted.
That you had cheated.
It was a very important tweet, however. So I would like to suggest that we get a
waiver.
A waiver for this one tweet.
We'll go to the judges.
In that I didn't have a choice.
Right. Well, I can see no choice.
I had no choice.
Bean set you up. So. We weren't the only ones doing this, and it was because a week ago yesterday, the internet was down certain big chunks of it for about an hour and a half
full
or something.
Hour. No Amazon, no CNN,
crazy.
All kinds of stuff.
So we're just wondering how hard it would be to go 24 hours, and clearly it's a little...
It was a little harder for me than you.
And a KLOS, a person played along, lovely Angelica. Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
How was your weekend then?
Saturday was actually fun.
It was fun, okay.
Yes, but I took it as an opportunity instead of kind of, you know, as a negative thing.
Right.
Which is why I think I enjoyed it.
What did you end up doing instead of being on the intrawebs, the series of tubes?
So I did some planning beforehand, and I knew that I needed to go to Burbank, so I printed out my instructions.
Wow, old school. Wow.
And I drove over there. I didn't get lost, luckily. Otherwise, I think I would have resorted to, Google.
Yeah, you would have had to.
Yeah. So, So you kind of did a Thomas Guide sort of thing.
I guess, yeah. And then, of course, I went to IKEA. So I spent the entire day trying to build my IKEA furniture.
Ah, that will take a long-ass time.
How did you have a great day if that's what you spent your day doing?
Insert Blachenkinoch into Kanahin this way.
Well, I love building stuff, so it wasn't too bad for me.
Oh, it's so frustrating for me because I can't follow those directions. They're lame directions, or I'm lame.
Kevin, did you end up buying tickets ahead of time? Did you go to a movie yesterday?
I went to a movie Saturday night.
Oh, you did Saturday night.
I went to see the hitman's wife's bodyguard.
The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Yeah. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, Samuel Jackson.
Oh, right, okay.
It was very funny.
So you got through Saturday with no problem, no internet. Do you think you would ever try it again? Maybe go longer, like a week or so?
Oh, definitely not a week.
Yeah.
I think it does help to plan ahead, though.
Yes.
If you can plan ahead, it's not a big deal.
Right.
But if the internet goes down when you're right in the middle of doing something, then you're screwed.
Yeah. You know, it's all just nice practice, I think, because clearly it's going to happen soon. Point. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're all going to be over at Angelica's house going, what do we do?
Help her put together some IKEA furniture.
Nope. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You ready for some more dad jokes?
No. I will be on Friday at 5.
Yeah, all right.
Not today.
No.
There is, when it gets to be Father's Day, it's really hard to know what to buy for dear old dad.
Yep, yep.
So that's when some of these weirder items start getting put up.
Oh, sure,
Because if you can't really figure out a real gift, you give them a comedy gift.
I'm going to give you a tie and some socks.
I don't know if I've ever seen this before, but it's a beer can chicken roaster.
Beer can chicken roaster.
Yes.
I'm in. I want it.
Right?
Yes. As a non-dad dad, I would totally take that.
So here's the point. We're going to take your calls on the strangest, perhaps worst product you've ever bought. There's a variety pack of soda. You've seen this before.
Yep.
Where they have like Thanksgiving turkey soda or whatever.
Yep.
There's a lumberjack outfit for your dog.
Oh, man.
I don't know why, but...
Does it have an axe?
It's pretty cute.
Yeah. Does he carry an axe as well?
I didn't look that closely.
Yeah, yeah. I want the dog.
There's a cleaning putty.
A cleaning putty.
And they say...
Here, Dad.
They say it'll clean anything off of anything, anywhere, anytime.
Nope.
Have you ever bought anything like that?
Because
I have.
It's
usually when they have the extended commercials or the long half hour where you start going,
you actually
this is
watch
so stupid.
Those?
Occasionally.
Really?
When you're high. This is so stupid. And then by the end of the show, I gotta have it.
I see what it does now. I've seen the light.
There's a pair of chopsticks that are lightsabers.
Oh, that's
pretty cool.
Do they make the noise?
I haven't looked into these. I haven't bought them.
No, I never really bought anything like this. I can tell you that back in the day, I really wanted one of those KTEL record vacs. Do you remember those? And you would
vac.
It sat like here, and you put your 33 LP record.
Oh,
in
it cleaned it.
Yeah.
It
must have ruined them. I'm sure it really messed them up.
It can't be good.
No,
it
can't be.
You have a desk size inflatable tube pal. Which is one of those things that flies in the...
The dancer, air dancer.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the one
but
where...
it's a desk size
that's
one.
That's awesome. Yeah. I want that. You ever seen the one that's conducting a symphony?
No,
they have him in front of a full symphony.
I have not.
Brilliant.
This would be good for you.
Yeah.
A Mars dust globe.
Oh, yeah.
So, snow globe, don't really care. This is Mars dust.
I'm not actually... I'm never going to get there, so...
Right.
I'll play. I'll pretend.
Here's a welcome mat that says, welcome, just kidding, sorry, go home.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we need.
And an adjustable stick figure for lamp. So it's literally a stick figure, and its head is a lamp.
You know, these are pretty good,
that's
actually.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Although, when you get them, they're always lame.
That's true.
Always.
Really cheap.
So we want to know what... lame things you bought.
Yeah.
May have been in the middle of the night, may have been when you were high.
Right.
But for some reason you thought it was going to be awesome. And by the way, maybe it still is awesome.
You know, the best ones are that just show up a couple of weeks later and you don't even remember ordering them.
I don't remember ordering
them. What the hell is this?
It looks like something I would choose. So 818-955-KLOS. Call now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are the type of people who buy stupid things. Just you're going through the internet, you're watching TV late at night, maybe you're high, maybe you're tired.
Yeah.
And stuff starts showing up at your door.
And you got to also, buy those presents for everybody. Oh, it's Father's Day. Oh, it's Mother's Day. Oh, it's whatever day. Oh, it's... why haven't you bought anything for anybody yet?
So we're talking about the strangest products that you ever bought. You have one, sir?
The strangest or the stupidest would be diet pills. Diet pills, because I'm a fat guy.
Diet pills that don't work, I assume.
Do they at least give you a buzz?
No. Unfortunately, no. And also, real quick, my punk rock name is Angry Inch.
Very funny.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling in, man.
KLOS, the strangest product you ever bought.
A car Bluetooth transmitter.
Bluetooth transmitter.
I remember those. That way, like, the person behind you, your friend that's driving, could listen to the crap you're listening to, right?
Yeah, well, the thing about it is L.A. radio is so packed, it's like, button, 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 button.
Right.
You know, you're trying to do Metallica, and it's like, button, button, you know.
All right, I got you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. Strangest thing you ever bought.
Yeah, so last year during COVID, I was just buying stuff all the time because I was online and going nuts.
Sure. Yep.
I bought this guitar thing that's supposed to teach you how to play the guitar.
Right.
It's like the size of a remote, and you slide it out. And you put it shows you the frets and shows you the chords, and it takes special batteries. And it broke the second day; it shorted out.
Yes,
I was so excited to learn to play guitar.
And how good are you now?
Yeah, are you an expert now?
I learned how to do a C chord.
All right,
see,
you can do a C chord.
Nice. I'll come see your show, man.
Nicely done. Thank
Thanks
you.
For calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the
dumb things you bought.
Thing I ever bought online.
Yes.
It makes me sound very dumb too. So okay. I'll put that out there.
What is it?
So I have this really small apartment, and an interior designer buddy of mine recommended clear Lucite chairs because they make the impression that you have more space.
Sure.
Clear.
Yeah.
And so I went online and I found this bonkers deal for $13 each chair.
That's fantastic.
Six chairs, Lucite, clear for my new small shoebox apartment. Can you guess where the story is going? They were for dollhouses. They were on the size of the palm of my hand.
So did you melt them all together and sit on those?
And make a chair leg, no.
I love that so much. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We found a beer can chicken roaster, and we started talking about the weirdest things that you bought. Strangest.
Especially if you were not sober, maybe, when you bought them in the middle of the night.
Strangest products you ever bought. You have one, sir?
A mouse heart.
A what?
Mouse heart. You know, a mouse.
Like a computer mouse?
You know, the little, the vermin, like a rat.
The actual mouse. Okay.
What are you going to do with a mouse heart?
Well, I saw these taxidermy bats at, like, some obscure store, and I thought they were really cool. So my wife ordered them for me online.
Right.
And then she saw this little side thing. It's like, hey, look, they have mice hearts. And it's, like, the size of a BB. I have a mouse heart in a jar on a shelf.
What do you do with that?
Pray to it.
What sucks is it's up there on display with all the other cool taxidermy stuff, but you can't really see it, so I have to pull it down and go, hey, by the way, look it, I have a mouse heart.
And is that when people run out the front door generally, or?
They generally have the same reaction you did.
Which they should.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, KLOS, weirdest, dumbest thing you ever bought?
A ball stretcher.
Ball stretcher.
Usually it's other things that get stretched, but I'm assuming I'm misunderstanding what you're saying.
I'm very worried about this.
Yeah, sounds painful.
No, it's a real thing, I swear.
And what does it stretch?
Your balls.
And why?
Why? Why do you need them bigger?
I bought it as a joke, but realistically, they're from Netherlands, and they really... That's a real thing.
Why do you need them stretched?
Yeah.
It was a gag gift that I had bought for... somebody that is kind of a freak. So, but it's a real thing, I swear.
Yeah, but why would it's
you...
a little further north that usually gets stretched.
I think it's my ex-brother-in-law, and he likes to stretch everything.
How odd.
What a bizarre gift.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, man.
We believe you.
Yeah,
stop
I totally
swearing.
Believe you, yeah.
Now look them up. They're from Netherlands.
I am right. Definitely not going to look up ball stretchers online, dude. That's not happening.
They're from Netherlands.
Right, we got it. We understand.
Thank you. All right.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Hi, KLOS. Hey. Weirdest, dumbest thing you ever bought.
Eggtastic microwave egg cooker.
And that didn't work?
Does it work?
Well, the thing of it is I didn't just buy one. I bought like three cases of them.
What?
Somehow.
Somehow.
What, you mean accidentally, or you bought them to sell?
I just accidentally somehow they showed up and accidentally somehow bought three cases.
You were wasted, man.
Must have been. I think it was after the bar.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You ever heard of ball stretcher?
No. I'm not interested.
Okay, same.
Yeah, same. You looked them up.
Yeah.
And they actually do exist.
I'm searching online, and I found an article that says 49 best ball stretchers of 2021.
And they're available at Amazon?
Here's what it says. Are you looking for the best ball stretcher? These are the best ball stretcher brands in the United States of America and a buyer's guide for making an informed buying decision.
I think I need the opposite, actually. Usually one of my favorite artists on this or any other radio station, Mr. Hendrix, 95.5 KLOS.
He does decent work.
Yeah, he was fairly good. All right, I got to get the hell out of here. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
I'm going to go rehearse with my new band.
Yeah, what? Give us one. We had 552 band names. You're just staring at me. Help! It was on this day in rock in 1964 when workers at a London railway station found a 12-year-old girl, Carol Dryden, inside a tea chest that had been addressed to the Beatles. It was on this day in rock in 1966 when Capitol Records decided that new Butcher cover for the Beatles album Yesterday and Today was just a little too nasty. It was scheduled for release on this day in rock tomorrow, 55 years ago. It already been sent to the stores, but they were like, nope, pull it. It was as of this day in rock in 2002 that it's Sir Mick Jagger to you. He was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II on this day in rock in 2002.